Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is visiting Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak to discuss West Bank settlements. The issue is far from being settled. The United States has called for Israel to freeze settlement construction, but in response, Israel insisted the freeze would be time-limited and exclude settlements currently under construction. Last week, Mr. Netanyahu offered to halt Israeli settlement construction in exchange for normalization with Arab states. This offer was rebuffed by the Arab League and Hamas leadership. Chairman of the Political Science Department at the American University in Cairo, Waleed Kaziha, says that it's likely that Mr. Netanyahu will be attempting to get Mr. Mubarak to ease pressure on the Israeli settlement issue.
By meeting Mubarak, coming to see Mubarak, is to promise Mubarak something or other so that Mubarak would tone down on this.
This visit marks Mr. Netanyahu's second visit to Cairo since May. The two heads of states are also expected to discuss Egypt's efforts to mediate a prisoner swap between Israel and Hamas. The deal would include the release of an Israeli soldier held by Hamas in the Gaza Strip since 2006. Egypt has been mediating between rival Palestinian factions, Fatah in the West Bank and Hamas, which rules the Gaza Strip. On Monday, U.S. envoy George Mitchell will be meeting with Mr. Netanyahu and is expected to further discuss stopping Israeli expansion. Kaziha says he is not assured Egyptian and American involvement will change the course of the peace process.
The American pressure is there, but it hasn't yet manifested itself in a crisis situation. There is no crisis yet, and this could drag on.
There could be a possible revival of peace talks, which have been suspended since December. The meeting would involve Mr. Netanyahu, U.S. President Barack Obama, and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, alongside the U.N. General Assembly in New York later this month. This is Jessica Devereaux for VOA News in Cairo.